Apparently, you put this stuff on it. If you're heavily into, you know, refried beans and all that Mexican delight, you can put this Beano on there so you won't be so volatile. But I think, to me, that's part of the fun of eating the food. You know what I'm saying? The volatility is kind of like the punctuation there at the end of the sentence. And what with me being on comfortable terms with my wife, it's not a problem. You know, we can even outdo each other. That's why I love taking those trips south of the border. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo. A la tierra de la muerte. Got it landed it there. You know the first time I went down there? Just wanted to lie on the beach, them crystal clear waters. Chase Lounge, margarita. And Estelle is saying, oh, we just can't lie at the beach all day. I said, why not? She said, we got to see the, you know, some of the greatest wonders known to man here in Mexico. For example, the waterfall of Titigulpa. I said, the waterfall of Titigulpa? She said, yeah. Let's, I said, I don't want to see no damn waterfall. She said, we can't go to Mexico and just lie here on the beach and waddle from the hotel to the beach and back to the hotel. Come on, let's go sightseeing. So I rent this rattletrap car and we're going way around and around in the mountains, getting totally lost. Finally, the car couldn't go any farther. Estelle said, well, the brochure says you have to walk a ways. I'm thinking, eh. So I see this guy leading the horse down the trailway there. I said, hey, excuse me, senor, donde, por favor, los fontanes de... He said, oh, senor, I speak the English. What do you look? I said, yeah, the waterfall of Tetegulpa. He said, I have just come from there. It is about a three-quarter-mile walk. Tell you what, I just passed by with my horse, and if you follow, you see, my horse, I feed a special diet of corn, because we don't grow too much grain here. So if you just follow the horse manure piles with the corn in it, it will take you right to the waterfall. I said, hey, thanks a lot. I said, you hear that, Estelle? This guy's horse. Just follow the horse manure with the corn in it. He went right by the waterfall. So we're going along this roadway there. I'm leaning over, practically on my hands and knees, because there was a lot of manure there. Finally, this other Mexican comes along and says, hey, gringo, can I help you? I said, yes, I'm looking for horse manure with corn. I thought I was going to get through it, but I didn't. Oh, I said, yes, I am looking for horse manure with corn in it. He said, coño, gringo, if you're that hungry, here, take a bite of my taco.